Thank you, Franz. Do we have more comments or questions to the task force? No, that's not the case. So I'm looking to the co-chairs of the activity from France and China if there is some further guidance needed from GRVA's side. You know, you have highlighted some elements in the horizontal topics. Question is, of course, is there a need that we get into more discussion in more detail here, or is there? No, I see. No, so this was for information at this time, and as you are coordinating with the other, leaders of such activities of the other GRs, I think it's quite good to discuss the horizontal topics and take into account. But it's quite clear a close relation and collaboration with the informal working group on ADS will be needed. That's quite clear, and not only also with the AVC. Working task on the categories and so on. So. Anyone else would like to take the floor? No? So thank you to the task force, to participants in the task force and the leadership for the hard work and for the clear reporting to keep us informed, and not only us but also the WP29 regularly. So thank you once again. We can move on, and I'd like to mention, as it was already presented, later on we will touch the three proposals to amend regulations 13, 13H, and Regulation 79 during the agenda items on braking and on steering equipment, and then we will touch upon the proposals put forward. We move on now to, and close this item, sub-item I. We move on now to sub-item double I. It's about the vehicle subcategories for ADS. A number of documents, starting with document number 20, which is a proposal to amend special resolution number 1. Then a Q&A for this amendment, it's informal 21. We have a proposal to amend the consolidated resolution RE3 in document 22. A Q&A link to this document is 23. And we have informal 24, which is a status report of the task force. And we have the two co-chairs here from the United Kingdom and from Germany. And I don't know who's going to present. Is United Kingdom? Yes, so Mrs. Wright, please.